If you have your Bibles with you today, we have a selection of verses from the New Testament. The first will be, I'm sure, exceedingly familiar to you, and the others, I'm sure, will be familiar also. First, from Matthew chapter 6, the 9th through the 13th verses. The disciples asked a favor of the Lord. They did not ask him for fame or money or power. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. And Jesus responded, this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And a single verse now from Ephesians chapter 6, the 18th verse. And this comes at the conclusion of when the Lord was, or when Paul, by the power of the Holy Spirit, was describing the spiritual armor that we as Christians have. And this is certainly part of our armor. Ephesians 6, 18. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Prayer is certainly a part of our spiritual armor. And another single verse from the book of James, chapter 4, verse 2. You desire, but you don't have. So you kill, you covet, but you cannot get what you want. So you quarrel and fight. And here's the part I want to highlight. You do not have because you do not ask God. And may the Lord add understanding to the reading of his word this morning.